All right, how's everybody doing? Well, I'm just going to say a quick word and a quick prayer real quick. And we just want to, you know, just tell you guys from the bottom of our hearts, man, you are loved. You are cared for, both by us and by the Father. And we can't say that enough, man. That's why we do this. And why we come out here and hang out and have food and everything. It's because, man, you're loved by the Father. We want to mirror that to you. And we can't say that enough. So let's say a quick prayer. Father, we just want to thank you so much, God, that there's nothing that we can do that gets you not to love us. And there's nothing we can do to earn that or take that away. Father, we just pray your spirit, God, over this place, God, that you would, God, just saturate this place with your presence. Father, we pray over Keith, God, as he shares the story from the scriptures today, the parable. Father, we just want to invite you here. We want to invite you in our hearts. And God, we pray against any resistance that we might have to receiving your love and receiving your spirit today. God, we just pray against that, and we just pray the blood of Jesus over that, God, and we just invite you here to speak to us. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. It's good to be back. I missed you guys last week. For those that didn't know, I was in prison. Fortunately, it was under my own will. I was there getting to share with about 75 inmates. And I want you to know how much we believe in this gospel story. A lot of folks, when you go and you're standing there talking with an inmate, you might talk about, man, all the bad things you've done and all the people you've hurt, all the bridges you burned. I want to let you know we were there on your behalf, as well as telling you as a church family that the gospel is for them, right? No matter what they've done, no matter what they're doing, and no matter what they will do, the Father can't love them any more than he already does, and he can't love them any less. That's good news. Amen? That's the same news we have this morning. So whether we're standing before inmates or we're standing before prisoners of our own sin or self or any of those things, I want you to know that my God is a God that loves to set the captives free. Amen? So that's the word that we have this morning. I just want to pray real quick and just bless the reading of his word. And just share this morning what God's laid on my heart. Okay, Father, we thank you for this time. I pray, as we do every week, we pray that these are not my words, but Father, they would be your words, that Holy Spirit, you would have free reign in this place. We pray and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue in the parables this morning. Honestly, this has been quite a journey. If you've been with us for a while now, we've been going through the parables week after week after week, and this is our last one. It's kind of sad to me. It's been a great journey. God's showed me a lot through this. I know he has you as well. Many have come and shared with me stories after each week and after things are going on. Man, Jack's not here this week. If you know Jack, he's the one that shared. Jack has military drills this weekend. Can't be with us, but man, I went back and you guys know we video things. I went back and watched as he shared, and I just want you to know I'm proud of that guy. Many can tell you the first time I met Jack, he would have a struggle just to pray out loud in front of somebody. And last week, man, he was teaching, and not only teaching, but teaching well. He did a good job. That's a good brother. He loves you and had a good word for you. I just want to kind of recap what that was. We had been on this long story of parables where Jesus was standing in front of the religious leaders, right? The ones that were all dressed up in their church best, that should have had everything figured out. And basically where the story landed us is Jesus telling the religious leaders, you've been entrusted with something that you've treated so poorly. And he used two people as examples. He said, I'm going to take this to the tax collectors and the prostitutes. Imagine the scene. Jesus riding with all these religious leaders and telling them, the tax collectors, the most hated people, the ones that would collect taxes and also collect more and put in their pocket, take money from the people, and the prostitutes, those that would sell them out. He said, they are treating my message better than you. He also told story after story of there's this great banquet and there's going to be this great feast and everybody's invited. In fact, there is room at the table. I want to tell you this morning, there is room at the table for you.
No matter what you've done in your life, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you will do. Joe, am I right? There's room at the table. Amen. There's room at the table for you. And so as we think about this, this is a continuing story that's going on. And Jack told a story last week about when Jesus tells the people that are listening, he says, listen, the hour is coming and no one knows of this hour. In fact, it's like a thief in the night. I'll tell you, my sister's here and my crazy brother-in-law, y'all know him. My sister and I, our dad, he had a home invasion, right? People that came into his house armed and masked. I want to tell you, that's a scary thing when you get that call and say that someone has broken into your house. My mom called me in the middle of the night and said, we're okay, but there's been a shootout in our home. Man, that's a scary thing. When I think about a passage that says like a thief in the night, wouldn't it have been a much easier call if the thief would have called and said, hey, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to roll up at your house, I'm going to break the glass, and I'm coming through the kitchen window, and I'm coming for you. And it would have been much easier, right? It would have been a time where they would have been able to make plans and preparations. And Jesus uses that illustration for that because thieves don't do that. They come at a time when we least expect it. And he's saying this, that the hour is coming. And he's saying with a loving heart, be ready for me. Be ready. I'm coming when you least expect it. You know what that means? Guys, I want you to look at me this morning. I'm ugly. Deal with it. Look right here. Lock eyes with me. It could be this very hour. This could be the return of the Lord, where he sets everything straight, makes all things new, brings everything into redemption. It's going to be a beautiful story if you're ready. He's continuing in this, and so he's just come off his story and saying, no one knows this hour. No one knows the time, but much more so than being worried about yourself, he's saying this, just be found obedient. Just love me, right? Don't worry about what that means for you. Or the disciples sometimes, man, they would get things so twisted and say, well, who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom? And Jesus would say, don't worry about that. Just follow me today. My sister, she's one of the wisest people I know. And really all that shows is I don't know many people, but she's one of the wisest. And she told me something the other day, something I was dealing with, and like, we can't worry about tomorrow, right? Only today, that's all we're promised. Right now, there is someone, an author, a creator, that is sustaining life in your body right now. You have no control over that. That's a gift. And so now we must ask the giver of the gift, why do you have me alive in this moment? Well, one of the reasons is to hear his word this morning. So I want to just pick up on this story where Jesus left off, and Jack told us last week about just going back and telling us even about the days of Noah and how Noah was ready and Noah was obedient and he was faithful. It tells of a time when the hour comes, and here is what Jesus' final story, final parable that he tells before these religious leaders. In Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 31, here's what it says. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with them, then he will sit on his glorious throne. I want to tell you, it is going to be a glorious throne. I believe Paul, when he talks about the weight of glory, I will believe it will be glory so thick that it will almost feel as if it is pressing down on it. It's going to be an amazing glory. And he says this, before him will be gathered all the nations, everybody. Every tongue, every tribe. And he says, and he will separate people one from another as shepherds separate the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, you're cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, a stranger, or naked, or sick in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will say to them, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Let's pray. Father, I don't want to get these words twisted this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak this morning. We believe in this church, this body. And just because, I just want to say this out loud to you and praise you this morning. Just because we have not gathered together in a building or sitting in rows in a pew, this is the church. This is your people. This is a family you're bringing together. We thank you for that. I love this family. Gone last week, I craved being here. That's been a long time since that's happened. I love these people. I thank you, God, for what you're doing out here. So I pray that this body, we would hear from you, not from me, but Holy Spirit, you would speak in this place. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for speaking. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to tell you a couple of things on this before we close. So in this, Jesus says there's going to be a moment in this crazy glory where he's on this throne of this glory that weighs us down in this global event, really, where all nations are represented. And he says there's a separation here, much like a shepherd would separate. And he tells of two animals, right? Sheep and goats. He said one is going to be on the right and one will be on the left. Listen to what he says again. I want you just to hear this morning. When he says to those, when he sees them on the right, here's what he says the king will say. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. This is what he says to those sheep that are on the right. And it says this, when he gets to those on his left, the goats, he says, depart from me. You're cursed into an eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, unlike my sister being one of the wisest people I know, I don't know that she could say that about me, but I'm a pretty simple guy in this. When it comes to sheep and goats and right and left, I want to be one of the ones that's the sheep. That's where he says, come on in, right? Come on in, the water's fine. Join me. It is great. It is good. That glory that we talked about, that we see on this throne, this weight of glory, he says, come in and rest and be with me forever. The other part is, if you don't want that, there's another option, and you could be cursed forever in an eternal separation from God in a place that's filled with fire. I don't know about you, but the one about the sheep sounds better to me, doesn't it to you? Now, I want you to know this morning. Here's where I said, I've been praying against this passage this morning, and Jesse and I was talking about this. I don't want you to get it twisted in the idea that it's about our actions here, because really what we could do, what I could do, is to read this and say, well, here's what it says. Listen to me. It says, if you want to be on the one that's right, you need to feed those who are hungry, give those who are naked clothes, give those who are thirsty a drink. I want to tell you this morning, it has absolutely zero to do with the actions that are listed here. It has nothing to do with that. I want to tell you, I could stand in a line over there and give you food until Jesus returned, and it wouldn't matter to a hill of refried beans. Wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter. What he's talking about here is a heart thing. He's talking about two different kind of people. He's talking about those like Jack talked about last week. He's saying, prepare yourself. And Jack even gave this beautiful mini sermon last week in case you missed it. He said, go love somebody this week that doesn't deserve it. You want to know why he said that? The example we have is Jesus coming himself and serving and washing feet of people who did not deserve it. Hold on, I'm going to try this. Jesse, you with me? Listen to me. Listen to the heart's knock this morning. I want you to understand what I just said this morning. You and I do not deserve the love of the Father. We just don't. In fact, there is going to be this radical message where Jesus stands before the religious leaders and he's telling them things like this. In fact, he is painting them in the goat picture. He's talking to the religious leaders and saying, you've done none of these things. You've memorized a whole lot of this book, scripture, but you're not taking care of people. You're not loving people. In other words, he was saying, guys, there's a heart condition that's going on here. There's something missing. And so what Jesus does in this message is it's such a radical message that the very next heading in my Bible is it says here that they plot to kill Jesus. This was not accepted. This was not widely popular. This was not something that was going to earn Jesus. Man, that was a good message, Jesus. Thank you for that. this really just ticked people off to the point they said, okay, enough's enough. Let's kill this dude. Let's get away with this, and we can go back to our comfortable life as normal. I want to tell you this morning, it's not about the actions. It's not about feeding someone. It's not about clothing someone, none of those things. This represents two people. It represents one who is considered a sheep and no good of their own, but have given their heart and life to this way, this man, this named Jesus, giving their life and saying, I'm going to love whoever you put in front of me. I don't care color. I don't care creed. I don't care any of these things. I'm going to love whoever you put on. I don't care about their beliefs. Whoever you put in front of me, I'm going to love them. And then talking about another that says, man, they're selfish. Every good thing that they have, they keep for themselves. I want everybody to look at me this morning real quick in closing. I want to challenge you and finish what Jack said last week. Love somebody this week that doesn't deserve it. If you want to be like Jesus, if you want to come to a place and say, man, I believe in this gospel. I love who Jesus is and I want to be like him. Then love somebody that maybe's offended you this week. Love somebody that's hurt you. Jesus is somebody that, man, in all of these things, he knows that as he gives this speech, he can hear the murmur in the crowd of the plot to kill him. And he loved them so much that he even died for them if they would only believe. I want to challenge you this morning with just a couple of thoughts that really the radical message of this led to the death of Jesus. And honestly, the radical message is the same. It really is supposed to lead to the death of us. What God really wants from us all this morning, what he desires, and Jesse said it early beautifully, as he said, we want you just to understand, and we say it over and over and over, the Father is absolutely in love with you. No matter what you've done, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you will do, there is a Father in heaven that is a loving Father and that has made a way for you to come to him through Jesus and through Jesus alone and to accept that and come into that relationship so that he can look at you and say, my son, my daughter. And some of us may not feel that love. We may say, man, that's good for you because you're standing there with the Bible in your hand. You don't know what I've done this week. I want to tell you, I honestly believe with the authority of Scripture, and as I even stood before prisoners, I said the same thing last week, locked up, incarcerated because of what they had done. It doesn't matter what the blank is. It doesn't matter what you've done. It's available. You say this morning, man, I just don't know about this. I want to challenge you. Would you try him this morning? Would you just test him and say, Father, is that true? Do you love me like that man says that you love me? I promise you he's going to tell you yes. I promise you. I got it right here, a whole book of it. That's the whole plan. That's the whole idea is sending his son so that you can understand that great love. So I can understand no matter what I've done, and I've done a laundry list of stuff, I can understand that he loves me and he doesn't look at me like that anymore. He looks at me as his son. It's available. Sheeps and goats, man, it's not about actions. It's about the heart. Who's got your heart this morning? I want to challenge you this morning just to pray with me and think about these things. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, that you are a God that made a way. This is a radical message this morning. Honestly, God, it's one that you come to. And again, the actions listed could have been anything. It shows two different hearts. It shows someone who's given their heart and life to you. And because of that, they can't help but love who you put in front of them. No matter who they are. And Father, the other shows that maybe ones that have heard this message or taken it just with their ears and Father really have had no heart change and are just selfish. Father, let us be those kind of people that come to you. Let us be the people that even because of what we've done, Father, in spite of those things, that we would embrace sonship or daughtership and just come into an idea that we really are sons and daughters of the King of Kings. Father, that's available for all. I pray that that's received today. Father, if there's one here that doesn't have that today, I pray they would seek somebody out. They would talk with somebody and say, man, I want to get that right today. I want to understand more about this gospel, that would be the day today. Father, for those that already have that, I pray that it would be a day that we would even hearken back to the words of Jack last week. And Father, that we would love somebody that you put on our path that maybe in our eyes or society's eye doesn't deserve it, that we would love somebody. Father, if we do that, we give love away, I promise you'll bless that. Don't let us be like the last. Don't let us be selfish and turn to our own ways. Father, that only leads Father, to a path that you haven't designed for us. You designed us for relationship with you. Let us embrace that today. Let us take that. It's my prayer that each and every person here today, Father, has that gift, has that relationship with you. It's free and it's available. God, you are such a good God. We thank you for that. We love you. I bless these people. I pray you watch over them this week, Father. Just let the words of this, not my words, but your Holy Spirit, that you would speak this week into our hearts, into our lives from this passage. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, man. Guys, thank you so much.